This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to a new feature on Dairy Radio Now as we go to the next level with special guest contributor Peggy Coffin, the host of the podcast Up Level Dairy, with the topic this week, dairy expansion and managing new teams. And Peggy's guest on this particular Up Level Dairy podcast is Bridget Schilling from Schilling Farms in Darlington, Wisconsin.
Schilling Farms is one that is long associated with excellence. And in fact, back in my magazine editor days, I used to watch their team be recognized annually as one of the top repro herds in the nation at the Dairy Cattle Reproduction Council annual meeting. They had about 600 cows, a top-notch team. Well, 2 years ago, the opportunity came up for them to purchase a second site with 1,500 cows, and it was 40 miles away in the town of Montfront. That also meant taking on a dozen more employees who stayed with the dairy through the buyout. And it was during this time of transition that Bridget stepped back from her 12-year nursing career to join her husband, Brian, his brother, Andy, and Andy's wife, Sarah, on the dairies. And while the partners in the dairy were figuring out new systems, moving cows, commuting back and forth, Bridget could see their hustle to get the cows and operations dialed in, yet she couldn't help but ask one really important question. Who is supporting the employees through this time of change?
There was just a lot of the logistical stuff of this. So then I felt like, well, how are we supporting these employees? Because it's scary for them. What's it going to be like with a new boss? And making sure everybody's on the same page. It was give and take on both parts. We had to trust them and they had to trust us.
Just like the night shift on the nursing floor, Bridget knew that connecting with every employee during every shift matters, even if it meant paying a visit to the parlor at 11 p.m.
Spending time in the parlor and knowing what they're doing, it's different on every shift. You have different personalities. You work differently together. I want them to know that I'm a part of the team just as much as them. We have different roles. It doesn't make anybody less or more important. I think working alongside somebody is different than working above somebody. It's not perfect by any means. I never want to pretend like it's perfect because there's definitely tough conversations and things that are constantly evolving and you just have to work through those things.
Bridget has also brought structure and consistency to the communications with the Montfort team. And what she's about to tell you right here has been one of the highest impact actions. It's one-on-one meetings with each employee 3 times a year.
I do it every 4 months. And just to sit down with them one-on-one, we talk about, you know, I usually ask them what they're grateful for or what do they value. We talk about what's one thing you could improve in your job role. What do you like about working at the dairy? I just try to find 4 or 5 questions that we can just have a one-on-one conversation. And I always close with, what can I do differently as a leader? What support can I give you? Because as we know with anything, people don't just come to work and just have work to deal with. They might have other things going on in their life. And I want them to know I will support them or I have resources.
From working alongside employees on the night shift to opening up conversations and following through to regularly scheduled one-on-one employee meetings, Bridget has been able to see shifts in the level of trust with the new team, and that's helped get the Montfront Dairy running effectively and efficiently.
That's the other thing, and I did this as a nurse. I don't stand and preach. I sit down at a table and we talk together. I don't stand in front of them. That's not my style.
Step number one, she and the ownership team got on the same page and opened up their own communications before she ever set foot in the barn. Next, she built a foundation of trust by bringing in a translator that could be shoulder to shoulder with her as she worked alongside employees in the parlor and in the barn, asking them questions, following through, offering support. And number three, she's brought structure to ongoing communications with the scheduled one-on-one meetings every 4 months, where she sits down, looks people in the eye, and asks key questions like, how can I support you? What do you need to be able to do your job easily? And what can I do differently as a leader? And then she listens and follows through. And these steps have accelerated the new team to the high standard Schilling Farms is known for.
Our thanks to Peggy Coffin with Up Level Dairy Podcast. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, just head to upleveldairy.com. Thanks for listening to Dairy Radio Now.